Okay, it's 5:01 p.m. in Woodway, Texas. So the Planning and Zoning Commission is called to order, and I think we've got, there's six of us, so we have a quorum. And the first thing I would do after this call to order is to ask if there's any public comment by anyone would like to address the commission with regard to any matter that's not on the agenda. Well, you can even talk on the agenda too. Does anyone want to talk to the commission on any item?
On the agenda?
If it's a public, comment, you can make a public comment.
Are you going over the Dr. Wolfson's?
We're going to go over our agenda, yes, ma'am.
That's what we're here for.
Okay.
They didn't get it printed out for the agenda.
No, that's what we're just interested in the plans that he has for that lot.
Okay.
We'll have a public hearing.
Okay, we'll be talking about that shortly, so that's just a public comment then. So the next item is to consider the action on the minutes for the January 9th, 2024 regular meeting.
I'll make a motion that we approve those minutes of the January 9th, 2024 regular meeting.
Is there a second to that?
I'll second.
Is seconded, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
After no discussion and opposed, same sign. Minutes are approved. With which I will now look at the clock, and it'll be 5:03 p.m. Woodway time, and I'll recess the commission meeting and open a public hearing. And this public hearing is with regard to an application to develop and site development in a planned district medical complex, Lot 1, Block 1 of the I Waco Realty Addition to the City of Woodway, McLennan County, Texas, located at 8012 Woodway Drive. And so that's our matter. So you all don't have an agenda, but that's our matter that we're going to have this public hearing about. Do you have any comments you'd like to make, or you want to sit silently to listen to what others have to say, or what would you like to do?
I just want to see the plans. Do you
have the plans? We'll be looking at the plan shortly.
Okay. I'll go first.
I need you, if you'd like to address, I'd like you to come forward and tell your name and address, please.
I don't need this, do I, or do I? Okay. My name is Roxanne Klepper, and I'm at 8100 Old McGregor Road. I know some of y'all. We are right next, like our lot touches their lot. And so our concern, we have some concerns. And so if you guys want to go over all of what you want to talk about, and then that's probably best for me to jump in at that time after you guys talk about what's going to happen.
Okay.
Because I don't want to be in a panic or anything if something doesn't even happen. So.
Okay.
If that makes sense. And if you need to hear me speak before y'all vote on something, then that would be great too.
I think it's allowable for you. You'll have an opportunity to make comments.
Okay. Stay up here or sit down?
No, ma'am. You can sit down. Okay. Anyone else? Seeing no others. John, we don't have any comments from the city or anything in this public hearing at this point. Okay. All right. Seeing no one else wanting to speak, it's 5:05 p.m. Woodway time, and I'll close the public hearing and reconvene the commission meeting. And so item B is discussion and consider action on a report and recommendation to the City Council regarding an application to develop in a planned district medical complex, Lot 1, Block 1, I Waco Realty Addition to the City of Woodway, McLennan County, Texas, located at 8012 Woodway Drive. Now, John, would you talk to us about this? We have seen this before.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You will remember previously
rezoned this lot and replatted it to accommodate some residential on the back near the Old McGregor side, and then the front section was turned into a commercial lot.
It used to run all the way back to Old McGregor, is that correct?
Yes, sir. It used to be a residential all the way back.
Yeah.
The whole lot was residential. Amy, is there anything? There's another. Is there just a picture? Yeah, it's just the drawing. This is both application develop and site development. For the application side of it, it is zoned properly for what they're recommending. And also for site development, is technically correct. We recommend approval on that. Does anybody have any general questions about, there are some unique things for this development. They're going to do some underground detention on it. That's going to be unique. I haven't seen a lot of that.
The reason we're looking at now, we've rezoned the front part as planned commercial. And the reason we're looking at it is because of that reason. It's planned commercial. So
it's a planned district, yes, sir. It's not planned commercial. I believe it's a office park.
Okay, it's about the same. Yeah. But before they can do anything, we have to approve a concept.
Yes, sir. I also thought it was kind of confusing at first, because originally, you'll remember, they brought you some information they wanted, and it was kind of, there was quite a bit of outcry about what they planned on doing, and so they decided to back out and divide up the property to attach that, you know, take the other piece off the back. But I do know that some of the reason why it was probably at least a year ago that y'all saw the last time y'all saw it. And yes, because it is a planned district, it's required to come to you for both, you know, application development and site development. And that's why you're seeing it today.
Now, we don't have any plans presented to us on what he intends to build at this particular.
Yeah, it's all in your packet.
Keep going down my page.
Yes, the plans are all in your packet.
So. Can you?
It's going to be. It's a medical building. I know in the future, he may still have plans to add a smaller building in the back, but for now he's doing the medical building, and parking basically for his eye business.
Is this the lot that has that drainage, some of that drainage problem? You know what I'm. We heard. I don't know. It's been a while back. But we heard on some property, I think this was close to it, maybe it, that.
I can address that too.
If you wait, ma'am, I'll call on you all for public comment.
So I do know during this, the process that they did, there were rumors going around that the flood zone, floodway did come up this far. It does not. It's on the other side of the floodway does not come up. Now, does it flood? It very possibly could. I've seen rain go over there. But so there was some big debates about the actual flood zone, which is the actual zone. It's on the other side of Old McGregor. It does not cross the street right there.
Okay. So are they going to build this lot up with fill? Are they going to fill it?
They are going to fill some for that, and the drainage is going to be underground. But they're still required to, you know, just like any other project, they're required to mitigate the water that leaves the property.
Okay. So will they when they do, are they going to have asphalt or concrete parking?
I believe it's asphalt.
Asphalt? So they'll probably have a curb and gutter all the way around?
Yes, and all the detention is going to be subsurface.
It's going to be
under the parking lot, yes, sir.
Okay, all right.
So there's no detention. There's not going to be a detention pond.
So basically there would be no way that the actual waterfall that fell on the property would flood anybody else?
Yeah, the intention of detention. Yeah, the
right.
Intention
yep.
of detention is to not what it is. So the water won't leave. It should leave at the rate that it leaves now, right? You shouldn't increase the flow.
Okay.
Is the reason behind detention? Now, if there's waters upstream, they don't mitigate any of that. If there's waters upstream, wherever the waters come from, they have to take the calculations from the property itself,
right,
and detain it on the property. Per our rules, which are in our design criteria.
So where will the water drain to?
It'll drain in the creek right there.
Into the creek.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have this picture,
no.
this development picture on our slides?
I don't think, you mean as far as all we have is the lot and the everything else in the packet?
Yeah, I know it's in the packet. I just, we don't have it where we can project it, though.
No, sir. If we do, I'm not smart enough to do it. I didn't put that in any of the...
Does water stand on that property now after a big rain? You know?
I don't know.
You don't know? Okay.
The engineer is required to do a drainage report.
Right, I got
it. But other than that, I mean, yes, is there water over there? I've definitely seen water over there, but
sure.
As far as, yeah, I don't.
But once they develop it, then it'll be solved, probably.
Well, looking at the contour lines, I'm going to say north to south is what I'm going to say, or east to west, whatever. I mean, the contour lines are very close together at some point, so there's a significant change in formation there where the water's going to be going down
for sure
towards the west or south, whatever that is, going down away from the other neighbor on the other side.
Yes, sir.
That's what it is right now. So in a heavy rain right now, there's water moving
sheeting across that whole property. Yes, right. Sir, for sure. Yeah, you'll notice where they've designed the building and the parking lot, it is elevated.
Yes,
with the detention underneath that section. And I believe he has two discharges from detention off of that property. He's got two separate, one in the front and one in the rear.
Yes. And to clarify, they're not required to bring it up to a better standard. To a better standard, they're just required that when any improvements they make, leave it at an existing, it can't hurt the flow of water if it's already an issue, right?
In a nutshell, that's it. Yeah, they can't make it worse for sure.
Right.
Anytime.
They're not required to make it better, though.
They're not, well, they can only do with the property. They're required to detain that property, right? Yeah, they can't control things that are outside of the property. Now, I will say, I won't say 100% because I don't know, but detention normally betters the flow off, right? Because it's a design structure.
I was going to ask that. Does it regulates the flow of the water moving into the creek? Is that?
Yes. So basically what it'll do, it's going to take this giant tub of water, and it's going to regulate how much it actually puts out. So it's going to hold, it'll hold quite a bit of it. And it's all dependent on the lot size and the amount of rainfall, all those calculations that the engineer did. But that's basically what it does. It's going to collect this water, detain it, and release it at a rate that is appropriate for that property or whatever the calculations show.
So theoretically, it could actually improve the amount of water, or decrease, therefore, reduce the likelihood of flooding from the creek area?
It could. That's not a requirement, right? The requirement is that they detain that piece of property.
But what she's saying is correct. I mean, if we put in some engineered devices to capture water, then that's less water that's flowing across right now.
Right.
So it should be an improvement.
Yeah.
I do have a representative here that has done some work on this. Yeah, if you like, he may answer some of the questions for the. Can you answer some of the detention questions? Or
yeah. So I guess the first question.
Go ahead and give him your name.
I'm sorry. I apologize. My name is Trent Coots. I'm with Bowman Consulting. I have been some part of this project, but I'm very familiar with the questions that you're asking as far as detention goes. Basically, the detention structure. If you thought about a really large pool that has a hole in it. The pool starts out empty, it fills, the water's still going out, but we regulate it to a certain amount, which was what was already going out in the first place. We're basically storing water to let it go over a larger period of time, so you don't have as much flow. The next question was, I'm sorry, can you repeat the next question after that?
I think the main concern was, is the drainage from that lot, I think.
Okay, yeah, I mean, we have done the calculations for that, and I'm trying to look at the sheet real quick. Based off of the change in imperviousness of the of the current conditions of the site, so we've added concrete and asphalt, which will allow the water to run off faster. So that's why we have the detention structures, because naturally the water would just sheet flow off. But increasing the imperviousness, which making the surface more slick, would make the water go too fast. So what we've done is we've added the detention to reduce the speed of the water flow, so it doesn't cause any adverse impacts downstream compared to what's happening right now. Typically, you don't improve past what you need to hit. The legislature basically says that you need to maintain the flow for each storm event so that it does not exceed existing conditions in your proposed conditions.
And where does the water go? It goes into the retention, and then where do you...
Right. So, okay, and this one is a, I believe this is underground detention. So this one actually has storage underground. Let me think. If you've ever been in a subdivision and you kind of see a large depression that's like a field, usually they're like dog parks or something like that, that's typically, you won't see water in them until there's a large storm. That's what's a detention pond is happening right there. And then those will drain into either a structure or something that goes into a creek and then so on to the river.
Does this one go into the creek that's back there?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. Yes. The water naturally goes to the creek already based off of our drainage area maps. But what we're basically doing here is we're going to restrict that by putting the water. It's going to go down into these large plastic pipes that will hold some of it so we don't allow too much of it to go at once.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And what size is that?
I think they're 5-foot pipes. I'm sorry, I'm not super versed with it.
I thought there was 42. There's a series of pipes.
There's quite a few. It's like
4 or 5.
It's not
tall, wide.
So will there be water mostly in those pipes? I mean, because in the summertime there won't, obviously.
The water never stays there permanently. The hole will always be at the lowest point to allow the water to leave.
Right.
Just like those areas that pond up, basically you want it to drain consistently so you don't get swamping, stuff like that, insects, all those problems. But you want to keep the water from flowing too fast, and that's what we're doing with detention.
Yeah, great. So take that bushes cup right there, right?
Yeah.
That bushes cup, you stick it under the sink, you poke a hole in the very bottom of it, you start filling it up, the cup fills up, what goes out stays consistent, right? Eventually it all drains out. So the pipes at the bottom of those, the little pipes at the bottom of those big pipes, so it's going to hold it. It can only go out the hole that you poke in that pipe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, essentially.
The rest of it, the cup.
And then
that's what we
design that for a 100-year storm, which is the standard. And basically we do that, plus we give it an extra foot of freeboard. In certain cases it's different. But it just allows for us to maintain that. So in his analogy, in John's analogy right there, eventually the rainstorm will stop. Mm-hmm. And so right before it gets to the top, that's how big we designed the storm system for. And then over a course of 2 to 3 days, it will relieve itself of all the water.
Right.
Is it the drain? Is it creek is draining towards 84 or the Old McGrady?
Yeah, I mean all the.
It goes towards Old McGrady.
Yeah, I mean.
It goes towards the lake.
Towards the lake.
Yeah, and that would be like, I mean, in the SWIP, which wouldn't be a part of these plans, but it's something that we're required to do. And basically, it shows the path that these water bodies have to move from this site to the next, and so on until it hits the lakes, the rivers, and then the ocean.
He had a question earlier. I'm not good at this, but there appears to be a 15 or 16 foot fall from one side to the other
there
side
is.
Of the property.
Yes, sir.
And he was asking, do you plan, you'll obviously have to level.
Oh, yeah.
Even level one side or dig, excavate the
Absolutely,
other
absolutely. And what you'll see on sites like that that have these extreme, well, I'd say extreme grade, it's not the worst that I've ever seen. We've done Starlight Estates, and that one's pretty wild. But what you'll see is you'll have, occasionally, you'll level it off by pushing dirt this way and where the lower parts are. A lot of times, though, you kind of meet in the middle, and you take a wall, and you drop down from that site, and then you flatten the site, and then you drop down again. So that way you can kind of get an even balance on cut and fill. That's typically what we try to do. Reduces the amount of dirt that's needed. It's a lot cheaper for the customer, and the least amount of walls or least amount of depth of walls is the least unreliable scenario, because once you put a wall somewhere, it's on the structural engineer. The taller they are, the more possibilities there are of something failing. But we do like to flatten out the sides down. That also helps with some of the drainage slowing it down. It's not really the main methodology of it. The greatest portion of drainage slowing down is going to go through these pipe systems, which I have. I still can't, the 42-inch ADS pipes, and I'm pretty sure they're like 77 feet long. So quite a substantial portion of water that's going to just be sitting underground trying to drain, and then as the storm moves on, they'll continue to drain the water that they stored. It's kind of like a battery in a way.
Will the building be at the same level as 84?
The building, and let me go to my proposed plans here, because I have the floor plan. Sorry. I'm not super versed with these, but I do know somewhat about them. Alrighty, the building is at a finished floor of 62463, and I believe, and I'm trying to find the 84 contours here. The existing contours, looks like we're at around 633 for 84. So the building's actually around 9 feet lower, its finished floor, which sounds substantial, but there's probably like 60, 70 feet going into it. So there'll be a definite kind of dip going down in, but all of that drainage is going to be drained in the parking. So the building will have kind of a slow slant away from it to allow that to go into the structures.
Does the entrance go off of 84?
Yes, yeah.
Only attached to a road they have is 84.
And we've cleared that up with TxDOT. That's the biggest, you know, piece of the puzzle right there is dealing with them, because they have spacing requirements. A lot of cities do, but I don't know if Woodway does on roadway spacing. I've never.
We're working on it, but not as long as you can
see. Okay, yeah, next time it'll be a problem. Okay.
Underneath that parking lot.
But, yeah.
Where's the grate? I mean, where's the grate that the water flows in?
I don't really know.
Where's the grate? I mean, the water that flows into that retention pond.
There's grates in the parking lot in there. There's a
yeah, there. Okay. I'm sorry, I didn't.
That's
underground.
Right. It's nowadays it's getting pretty standard. So see.
Yeah, I'm seeing one. I don't have a.
Yeah, no, I see it here.
It's right here.
Page. See what page
it's
on.
It's got one place here, one place here.
How big those grates
are. They have to design, because this is a special company. They will not design it at the time. Oh, they will design it.
See this one?
Oh, yeah.
Great.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, they look pretty substantial.
Yeah, I'm sure it's matched for the calculation of the intake. Great.
Yeah, I mean,
I can tell you. Oh, 26.
Let's see what this
26.
One does.
Okay. But it's up here.
Looks like we're calling those out.
I mean, it stretches to parking spots more than that.
I think that there might, if there's details in here, then we should.
There's details
in
great stuff.
If that doesn't do the trick,
the
water comes this way, right?
Oh, there
it comes this way.
Not just that, but I think they have a special that comes out of Austin.
From right to
left. So they have their own. When they give contract, and they make it, and they come and show it.
And to clarify, y'all have these extension pipes in the front and the back, correct?
Because you have to.
That's what it appears to me.
Yeah, I believe we do, and I think.
That's how I remember.
And I really don't remember it too much. I just taking place right now on this one, but it sure looks.
Yeah, no, I did confirm.
It looks like it.
Can we pause just a moment to get all the conversations kind of clarified so we can all hear the comments?
Yeah. Hold on just a minute.
Sure, go for it.
Make sure we got everything on the record.
It's standard. It's getting.
I'm listening to everything.
Yeah. Okay, good deal.
Yeah, we need to bend down
on
one of my hotel because cost of land is.
Any other questions, or does that answer the question?
So, I mean, the drainage system looks incredible.
But if they're here, does the water, and here's the building, and drainage and drainage, does the water come this way before it gets to the building, or is the water coming this way and then going in?
So the water, it goes directly towards the drains in the fastest way possible, in the front and the back. Maybe it might be easier for me to point.
I'm just curious.
No, I've always found this very interesting. Not many people do, so. But we have both of these drains right here.
Right.
And you can see that this contour, if you can see, it's going from 624 to 623, it's getting lower. So that this one drains this way, and then this one, there's not as many contours visible here, but this one also gets drainage. And then these also get drainage as well.
So the water is coming this way.
Right, it's coming. There'll be a small hump right here that kind of segregates 84 from the site. That way the water from 84 doesn't go onto the site. We typically do that.
Okay.
And then that will be what you call a drainage break. And so you kind of see this, it's almost like an arrow that this is making. And that follows down here into here, if that makes sense. And that's pretty much everything's going in, and then this is going away from the building.
Isn't your parking lot going to get flooded?
There will be some water in the parking lot. The amount is basically non-substantial, just dependent on the storms. I mean, if you were out there during a 100-year storm, the difficulties that you're about to deal with are going to be much more substantial.
You're going to be worried about things.
I'm aware, but could you just define for everybody what a 100-year storm is?
So a 100-year storm is basically they have these design storms, which are, sorry, I'm going to go back to the
14, yeah. Mike and me, make sure I'm addressing everybody here. Basically, there's 1, 2, 5, 10, 25, 50-year, 100-year, and 500-year storms. There's probably a couple out there. It's basically the statistic likelihood that this storm occurs. So there's a 1 in 100 chance that a 100-year storm occurs. It sounds like it's just like once every 100 years that these happen, but they actually do happen more than that typically. But it's very unlikely to see multiple of those storms. That's calculated statistically through NOAA, Atlas 14, the National Weather Service takes all these measurements. We have a couple of these around here that we take these numbers from, and that's how we calculate each storm individually. But most scenarios, I mean, you're talking about, I don't even remember what the intensity is. I think it's like a 13-inch rainstorm, something like that. It's pretty amazing amount of water. If you're out in a 100-year storm, you're putting yourself at risk. But
I think that's something like Hurricane Harvey. I mean, it was like a 500-year storm,
that's
what they called it.
Right.
They received, 48 inches of rain in 24 hours. So.
And that's the thing. If you were to think about flood insurance, if you're outside of the floodplain and you're in the exempt area, you're not in the 100-year storm flood area, which is how much water would rise. And so there's that area, and then there's also 500-year, which you can get insurance easily for because it's very unlikely you're going to see that happen. So very unlikely.
But this basically is pretty well been calculated.
Oh, yeah.
And designed to where more than likely it's not going to flood on any other property from the water that's on this property.
Right. I mean, we're lower than any of all the water that's coming in is coming from other properties. We're just draining to the creek, and we're making sure that the water doesn't leave our property faster than it already does.
Is it, 9 foot below the street level?
I think the building is.
I mean, the foundation level.
I think that's the. I'm pretty sure it's the finished floor. Yeah, I think it's 9 foot from the edge of pavement, is what I just saw on the contours.
I see.
So I would have to check.
And they're going to level the lot. I mean, they will level. Of course, they'll do all the dirt work.
Right.
So all that will be graded to where it does meet the specifications.
Yes, sir. Yes, they'll grade everything down. They'll do a rough grading, basically, get everything kind of in place. Likely they'll even start working on the walls, but then When they get to certain parts, they'll use erosion control measures to make sure that you're not washing silt down these creeks, which is kind of the bigger worry for the most part. But I believe that we had Flood Ace take a look at this site and make considerations for, I believe there's like a pond that's further downstream. Because what you want to do is you want to make sure that you're not creating any more height out of this as well. So.
Right. I got you. And I'm just curious, the walls, are they made of, are they going to be concrete walls or are they going to be just blocks?
So. You know,
decorative blocks that they stack up.
Typically, they're like a decorative block, but it's a fascia. I mean,
right.
it just depends. I mean, the wall itself, they're going to be pretty tall. And so the chances are that they'll have what they call geogrid.
Do that, and right. The wall is just it's not really going to be engineered to retain the pressure of the dirt.
Yeah.
The grid will retain that, but the wall will just be a decorative.
Right, yeah, and that will, you know, obviously anchor to the grid to keep the pressure, but it's probably just going to be pretty standard. I don't have the architectural on that one, but they might have that. I know certain municipalities require tons of things, so Flower Mound is one that even on their culverts, they require you to do like stone masonry.
It's going to be an expensive project.
Yeah, it'll be expensive, but I think it's well worth it, and it's a prime location for them. So.
If anybody wants to talk about, you know, 100-year storms, Mitch, spend the afternoon.
Oh.
You could really push to sleep talking about rainfall, y'all. Anybody wants to?
Yeah.
I think not.
Honestly, I'm just glad that there's somebody that's actually interested in what I'm doing.
Any other questions of the city? Or?
I don't have any more questions.
Okay.
And you represent the developer?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thanks, sir.
I'll go back to any of the citizens that are around. If you've heard a little bit of facts about what's being said, if one of you would like to comment, we're trying to be extremely open-minded here and let citizens have a voice. If you wouldn't mind coming up and identifying yourself with your address. And
okay. Yes, I'm Dr. Donna Miller, and I am in the building Creekwood Dental Arts, which is just south or to the left as you're looking at that property. I must admit, I'm very happy to have a medical office going in here rather than a 7-Eleven or something like that. So, you know, we're dental, we'll have a medical, so that's all good with us. I do have a little bit of concern about the drainage because when I built my building, I built it in 2010, and we did all the drainage studies and all that. And then right after I moved in, we had rain for about 4 days, and the water table came up, and I had all kinds of issues, ended up putting in 2 or 3 French drains, 2 sump pumps to get the water out of my building. And so I guess I would just you know, want to make sure that y'all realize that just because what looks like on paper right now, when we have a lot of rain, and obviously now's a good time to go look at it, but that could be different in reality than what it looks like on paper. So, I mean, all that mitigated all the issues that I had with my building, but something to look at. And certainly, you know, we did build a retention pond with that. Then we have a drain into the creek from that. But I want to make sure that the creek doesn't get over, or there's so much concrete that the creek doesn't fill up to go over our retention pond, or, you know, back into our retention pond. So that's one concern. The other thing I would just ask, when I built my building, we were asked to do a green fence, so to speak, in between that and the property. At that point in time, it was zoned. It wasn't zoned commercial. But I love all the trees. I would just ask that they would leave as much of a buffer between the two properties with trees as possible, not to clear all those out. Would be appreciated very much. So, thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Anyone else care to speak?
I'm Brad Meadows, 8130 Old McGregor Road. Our lot backs up to the creek. It's the backyard faces what they're going to develop. That development comes down, like you mentioned, at a very good grade. So I'm assuming the building's going to be on the high part of it. Probably the parking lot will be on the lower part towards the creek. I don't know about the retention pond, how they're going to design that. Like Dr. Miller just said, I think there's going to be potential issues with that. I hope they take that into consideration, because Roxanne has some pictures she's going to show y'all that shows how much water flows through this creek now, and it's substantial. And on the other side of Old McGregor Road, that creek goes down, and there's that pond that was mentioned, and it retains water all the way back up. I've seen it all the way to Old McGregor Road, right under the road there. It backs up that far. So additional water is only going to add to that problem. So that's our main concern, the erosion that comes with that, just the amount of water that flows through in rain events like we just had. So that's our main concern. I think she can enlighten you more with her pictures. There's nothing like a visual aid. So I'm sure she's going to come up and show you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so we moved to 8100 Old McGregor Road in 2010. And since 2010, the amount of, let me back up. On the you guys have a picture of that? Okay, so the whole property, from where the back of the building, I think is how I'm reading this accurately. Can I get your help for a second? Is this our property right here, the property line?
So is this what?
Yep.
That's his development?
Yep.
Yes, so that is that. So this is me right here. So
and that's our property line.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yes.
So where the back of his property line is, Dr. Rolfson's, is the front of our detached garage. And then from our garage to the back of our property is, well, along our whole side of our property is the creek. So everything comes off of his and comes along the whole side of our property. Our property, and I mentioned this last year, February, when we were here, that we had a massive concern about the erosion that happens, and that I was assured that a lot of tests were going to be done. And I said, I'm asking that people please come out when it's raining and look at the amount of water that comes through. And I had mentioned that, I forgot his name, it was something like he was an acting mayor at the time, Yosal or Yosef, or what was his name? Do y'all know who I'm talking about?
How long ago was that?
8 years ago?
Yeah,
exactly. Yes, okay. So he had, I had spoke to him, and he said, it was Scott Barnett with Barnett Contracting, because they did some drainage things for the city of Woodway and around Waco. And I mentioned this again last year. He came and he said, I will not touch this with a 10-foot pole. You're going to have to bring in people from Austin or Dallas because it's so much flow that comes in. And I haven't been able to get anybody that's been able to take care of the erosion problem. Now what has happened is that when there's so much erosion, our detached garage is right on the edge. And I have pictures and I have videos of what I'm talking about. I don't know how you would like for me to show it, if you just want me to walk around.
What I would suggest to you, and I think the city would appreciate it, if you have some pictures, if you would forward those pictures to John, he in turn can work with the engineers that are developing this, and they can have a more of an understanding of water and water flows and drainages and one thing or another.
And what is your position, sorry?
Your director of Beach Services.
Okay.
The pictures, I think, would provide a benefit to the city to see what the level of water is.
Because that whole backside floods. Like, we're in a flood zone, and it's like every time a rain flood. It's not a 100-year flood.
Yes,
it's
ma'am.
Every time it rains, flood.
I understand, and I think everyone here understands your position. If we lived in that house, we'd have the same thoughts that you're having. We have tried to mitigate those problems by... We couldn't tell the owner what to do, but we strongly influenced him to subdivide off the back piece rather than having commercial or office all the way to Old McGregor. And that was a benefit, really, for you all's benefit to cut off the back end of the property so that they wouldn't virtually just have one big parking lot going all the way to Old McGregor. And so I think that in itself is a benefit to this project. And then secondly, we've kind of got to go with the city and their inspections and the engineers who will be designing this. And the indications that are in your mind would be, and I can't warrant this or guarantee it anything, but I think as my cohort here implied, those retention ponds are going to take off some of the water. Some of the water that's flowing your way will go in the retention ponds, because that's the whole purpose of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll see as time goes along, but there's a thought that you could be improved by this building. At least that's the intention by the city, I think, by having the retention ponds and what all. That'll have to be done properly. It's an issue. I remember when the doctor's office was built, there were a lot of people that were concerned about water when your building was built, and you dealt with it, as you just explained. You put in French drains, and you did this, and you did that to deal with that issue and to make it very successful. So I appreciate your comments and thoughts.
So what, I just want to make sure that I'm hearing it correctly, because I kind of didn't say as much as I wanted to back in February, and I was rest assured that it'll be fine, rest assured that the city is going to take a look and they're going to do the calculations, and rest assured it's not going to be worse.
I don't know that I've ever said that, and I'm certainly not going to say it tonight, that I'm guaranteeing you'll be better off.
I'm not asking to be better off. I'm asking that it won't be worse.
I really can't speak to that. I know that the city knows the rules and regulations, and I know the city has no intention of allowing a situation that causes you to have an enhanced problem.
So what happens if our garage falls into the creek?
It sounds like that's already risking occurring, not because of this property
being developed. What's happening now is the natural flow is starting to now go down instead of coming into. So if this is the creek, it comes like this, and if the whole backside of our yard is all underwater, that whole backside area, and it comes through and it's roaring. Okay. I mean, have you seen it when it's roaring?
So the the situation currently, from what I understand, is open area right now. So that's why it's more erosion. Once is pavement and concrete done, there will be less erosion, because the water is going to be collected from that whole 2-acre portion. So the erosion that's currently happening, that will actually improve by building this thing, because now the water is going to be collected. And then they are releasing the water very slowly. So it will not contribute that what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever, how fast, you know, all that thing is erosing. That will improve the situation by building it.
But none of it in the parking lot is going to be absorbed because it's all going to be parking lot.
Correct. So basically, if you, like, you know, because you know how you have a fire hydrant, right? Mm-hmm. When they open, you know how fast they go? So in this scenario, because it's collected water, it will be like, you know, you're opening one-inch tap. The water is going to slow down.
Okay.
Because the city, that's what they're doing when they're designing, they're collecting this water, and they're going to put at a speed where it doesn't do that. So basically, answering to your question, it will help the situation for not erosing right now. Because right now there is, you know, like fire hydrant, right? All this water comes, nothing to store. Because when the water comes and rain 4 days, nothing absorbs. Because when the water table goes high, it doesn't absorb the water, the soil. It just surface runoff. And that's erosing the whole thing. But once this concrete is done, they're going to be store all their water at, you know, the one they're making, the system, and they're going to be slowly releasing out, just like, as I said, 1 inch or, you know, 2 inch tap kind of thing. It has a calculation. So that will not erode. Now, what's damage is done, that cannot be, you know, changed or anything. But in my opinion, what I'm understanding, what this thing will do, it will improve the situation of erosion. The flooding part, because it's the rain and how fast and what, it's a different thing. But erosion right now, that as you're saying, because, you know, you have to see like 15, 20 foot drop when that rain comes and goes, it's just erosing the whole thing.
Yep. Well, go ahead.
I have a question that maybe you can answer. When you collect all this water, is the goal to dump it downstream from her house? Or will it be upstream from her house? It'll be upstream from her house.
I believe it's upstream from her house. If her house is on this side right here, is that what we're saying?
No, her house is to the left.
House is all right here.
So
my house is all this.
So your retention structures, these are going to flow out into the creek. So that is going to go in that direction. Now, it will be at the same amount of water that's currently going to these sites. That's what the detention is for. It's basically going to slow down what we have going in there. If I had to speak to the fact that if it improves it or not, typically we do detain it a little bit greater than what we need to do, but we're really only regulated to detain it to the level that it's flowing right now.
So her property is going to continue to have
If she's
erosion.
Having problems right now, then she would continue,
to have problems.
It would be at not a greater rate. We wouldn't be the cause of it. Like, those problems would occur if this was built or not built, because we're going to reduce the amount of water that we would have from the concrete. And the concrete itself, like I said, it doesn't technically improve anything to a great degree. What it does is make sure that we slow down our water, goes into these sections, and then it flows out at what it normally does. For each storm event.
Can I ask a question? So if the water table comes up, how does that affect the retention pond?
Ma'am, I don't know your terminology about the water table coming up, because there's really not any water table. The water table is 3,000 foot down.
It's actually not.
It's an aquifer.
Or maybe that's not right. I know what you're talking about.
I think that the reference there is that the water level, water surface level per storm event. She's asking, since it's already at
how much the soil is inundated?
Well, how much is available in the creek at that time? So there's going to be a water surface level of the creek if it's flowing at all. So I think that's what we're going with.
Okay. It's not a water table, but
and it does look
surface water.
I'm not going to lie, it's probably 60-something feet wide in some sections already. But that's
from 100-foot land. What is the, why though, are you saying it's 60 to 100 feet wide?
It's probably about 60 feet wide.
But what is the
floodplain behind
it.
But that means that there could be widths for other storm events, too, that just wouldn't be studied. That's just not something that's done. 100 years is the biggest concern in Texas, and pretty much every state requires us to tame to that level. But we also tame for the smaller storms so that we don't increase what they already have. That, we don't know exactly how wide that reaches. There's no way of really knowing that without doing like a full-fledged hydraulic analysis, which, I mean, you would have to know what everybody above us is doing, because we wouldn't be the only place that has a building that is detaining.
When we built our garage, they had to...
Can I just make a quick interjection? We do have an obligation on our board here. If the plans or the various things that are submitted to us meet the requirements of the law, then we don't really have the option, the luxury of denying it. So I just want you to know that, you know, I understand what your concerns are, but assuming that that does not increase the level of water coming off the property.
That's totally fine with me.
Yeah, and that's that is how it must be designed.
Yep.
And again, the idea hopefully would make it better for you, since it does have that detention pond. It would not inundate your property as rapidly. So I totally understand your concerns. But we do have to approve something that complies with the law. Despite your concerns, which are legitimate.
Okay, I'm here because I want to make sure that everybody fully understands what is happening, because I live there and I see what happens. These are my neighbors via businesses, they see what's happening. And if I show you some of these videos, it floods every time. And when we built our garage, they had to put it beams on there, and they had to go like 80 feet, 90 feet down because they kept hitting water. So I don't know if that's what you're talking about, the water table or something. Like, they had to go really, really deep. They couldn't believe how they just kept hitting water every single time, and they had to go further and further and further. So I just want you all to know that one more drop of water, two more drops of water, maybe I'm not savvy on all the technical terms, but it's an issue. And thankfully now what's happening is instead of it, here's the property in question, and then here's our property, here's the creek. Instead of the erosion continuing to go this way, it's now continuing to go down. And finally, it's starting to do that. But we don't have any more buffer. We're like right there that it's going to be a
problem. I appreciate your comments, ma'am, and I'm gonna call time on it. We've tried to adopt a new attitude of allowing citizens having an abundance of time.
Yep, thank you. I appreciate it.
And you've made your point very clearly.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And as mentioned, if the applicant is in compliance or appears to be in compliance with the code and ordinances, we really don't have any other direction to make other than to accept.
And I think, Roxanne, for clarity, our recommendation comes from the city based on their engineers reviewing it, because ultimately we are taking the city's recommendation based on their engineer's review because of the fact that we, none of us, are engineers. We're only taking a look to understanding what is and isn't in compliance from a standpoint. And then if there's exceptions that have to be made, that would be where we have a approve or denial option, really. And so at the end of the day, we do have an option, but we still have to follow the guidelines of what are and aren't allowed. And ultimately, yeah, I don't think, from my view of it, there's many gray areas. The engineer said it, the city's engineer has approved it, and we have to go from there.
Last comment is, our action tonight is to recommend or not recommend to the city council for approval. So you have one more shot at it. You can talk to the city council. But
I mean, I'm not here to squash anything. I'm just here to say what reality is today.
Yeah.
And make sure that it doesn't... That is completely known.
Yes, ma'am. All right, you all. The item of discussion is item number B. We had a discussion, consider action on this report with a recommendation of the City Council regarding application and development of planned district. Medical Complex, Lot 1, Block 1, High Waco Realty Edition, City of Waco, Woodway, McLennan County, Texas, located at 8012 Woodway Drive. Would you like to take action on that?
I make a motion that we accept the application, accept the application to develop and site development in a planned district. Lot 1, Block 1, I, Waco Realty Edition, to the City of Woodway, McLennan County, Texas, located 8012 Woodway Drive.
To be recommendation to the City Council. Mm-hmm. Is there a second?
Second.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Okay, we have approved that and are passing that to the Council with a recommendation. Item C, discussion, consider action, report, and recommendation of the Council regarding a site development plan. Same piece of dirt. Tell me about that. Tell me what we're doing now.
Same thing, just site development.
Yes, sir. This is just the third part of the equation for this piece of property, this site development. Yes, sir. The application develop is for zoning, and the site development is for the actual building of the building. So they can go separately, as we remember. Then go separately or
first
come together.
First thing was zoning, second thing is
building. Yes, sir, most definitely.
Now, and also, as my colleague down here said, we're depending heavily on the city. We used to spend a lot of time counting trees and bushes and things and part of the plan, but the Code of Ordinances has all that included, and you are in compliance with that.
Yes, sir. We send multiple review letters.
We don't have to count every bush and every tree.
Man, I don't want to either.
Well, that's your job.
Oh, yeah, it's my job. No, yes, sir. That's exactly. You won't see a site development until it's in compliance.
Okay.
That's the goal.
Okay. Any questions by the city? Would there be action to be taken on item C?
I make a motion that we approve the report on recommendation to the City Council regarding the site development plan in the Lot 1, Block 1, Iowa Co. Realty addition to the City of Woodway, McLennan County, Texas at 8012 Woodway Drive.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. So that action has been taken and report and recommendation made to the City Council. Staff updates.
There are no staff updates at this time.
Item number six, consider action on adjournment.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
And second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned.